Welcome to Shomach Shalom Nadav, Shir sponsor of Lunishmas and Yaakov Shalom and Lab Asitzchok. We're holding in Yumadav Pialif. The Gemara in Amud Beis tells us the classic statement about Erev Yom Kippur. The Gemara says, V'anisim es nafshoseichem betisho. It says in the Pasuk that you do Inui on the 9th of Tishrei. V'chi betisho misanim, do you do Tainis on the 9th? V'aloi be'esim misanim, you do Tainis on the 10th. Anybody who eats on the 9th of Tishrei, Erev Yom Kippur, the Torah treats it as if he was fasting for two full days, the 9th and the 10th. And the Mefarshim were bothered by that. The Tzlach points out this question in a very strong way. What is the mila? What is the advantage of fasting two full days? So it's brought down, Chazal, that someone who fasts two full days, it's a very big milah. But at the end of the day, the Torah told us to eat. So a person who eats is keeping a mitzvah. The Torah tells you, you'll eat, but it'll be considered as if you fasted. I ate because the Kadosh Baruch Hu told me to eat. So now I will fulfill the mitzvah. The next day, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells me to fast, I fast. Why I need to say that the eating is like fasting? What does it mean? So if Tzadik HaKoyin, in the pre-tzaddik on Erev Yom Kippur, comes to answer this question. And what it seems to come from his words is the following. What's the difference between Yom Kippur and Erev Yom Kippur? Throughout the Gemara, we found that there is a special milo, special din on Erev Yom Kippur. Me'al le'yoyim et kippur, the Erev Yom Kippur. For example, it says the Ravah, he received a baskol from Shamayim, every Erev Yom Kippur. And several stories in the Gemara happen on Erev Yom Kippur. What's Erev Yom Kippur? It's the day before Yom Kippur. What's going on in Erev Yom Kippur? But as we explained in previous shiurim, Chazal tell us in Pirkei Der Blazer and other places that Yom Kippur, Am Yisrael, are like malachim. We are not regular people in Yom Kippur. We elevate ourselves to a much higher place. We are not in the same physical limitations of the rest of the year. We're really living in a world which belongs to Olam Haba. We're not really in this world completely. It's a complete, fulfilled world, as we learned early in the Masechta. The Satan is not allowed to be mastim. There's no real bad and evil up there in Shemayim. We are elevated to a much higher place. That's what's going on in Yom Kippur. What's going on in Erev Yom Kippur? Erev Yom Kippur, which is the last day of Aseres Yemei Teshuva before Yom Kippur, the last day of preparation to get to this Yom HaKadosh, that day, we're still in this world. We're still in Olam Hazeh, but we are in a perfected Olam Hazeh. We're in the highest level of Olam Hazeh possible. Yom Kippur, we already belong to a different world. It's not us, we're Malachim. But in Erev Yom Kippur, we are human beings living in this world, but in a perfected world. We're living in a perfected way. That's what's going on Erev Yom Kippur. That's why in Erev Yom Kippur specifically, we have a chiyuv, we have an obligation to ask forgiveness from our friend. Because that's the day when the world is perfected and there's no fights. Everybody is in harmony and peace and shalom. That's the idea that Rava gets a baskol in Erev Yom Kippur. In the highest level of the physical world, when the world comes to the highest level, in that part where it's still physical, that's when he gets a baskol. If Rava would get the baskol in Yom Kippur, that's already a different world. I want to say a chiddush, that even in this world he gets a baskol, but not every day. In the day which is the most perfected day of the world. Now usually, in the world, we have a challenge. On one hand, we want to do avodas Hashem. We're trying to be spiritual. But on the other hand, we have a physical needs, which are for our own necessity, not for Hashem. So we have that challenge. We try to do whatever we can for Hashem, but we do some things for ourselves. When we get to Erev Yom Kippur, to the perfected day of Olam Hazeh, we try to do everything for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the Gemara tells us over here. Someone who eats and drinks an Erev Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at it as if he was fasting, meaning he himself, his own physical body, did not enjoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't look at it as if he indulged for himself. Whatever he did, any joy that he had was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because it's the perfected day of Olam Hazeh. The most perfect day possible is we do everything l'shem Shabbat. Before we enter the Yom HaKadosh, Yom Kippur, the day of complete holiness in a different world, we want this world to be the perfect world. We want a world of physicality, a world that requires us to eat and drink, but to do it in the most perfected way. How do we do it in the most perfected way? Well, we do it cooler than Shem Shemayim. That's what the Gemara tells us over here. Anybody who eats an Erev Yom Kippur in the right way, Ma'ala l'vakasu of kilis anabachi, is as if he did not eat for himself, he ate for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He himself was fasting, meaning his own physical body did not enjoy it, and he achieved a perfected day in Olam Hazeh. That's the Erev Yom Kippur that prepares for Yom Kippur. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.